could be, that's just another way to say about.
Yes, that's right.
I see. Did you ever say a meadow?
Meadow.
Yes, a meadow, or I wonder if a meadow is the same as a prairie, or?
No, I don't think so. If I can recall, I don't think it is. Well, I'm in the prairie now.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm living, prairie land. And, well, they call some buckshot. That's some kind of a tight land. It ain't no black land. It's buckshot land. Someone call it post oak.
Post oak?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's the post oak land, you know. It's red land.
Mm-hmm. So it's not too good?
No, it ain't, no.
But your prairie or your gumbo is
yes,
good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I see. You mentioned you grew some hay. Did you ever grow any oats or wheat?
Well, we grew a lot of oats and wheat, too.
Did you?
Yes.
How did you, in the old days, how did you get the grain off the stalk? Tell me about that.
The grain, what you mean?
About the hard part off the stalk. How did you get that off and grind it up?
Well, they had something they call them. Let me see. I couldn't call it, but they had something to get them oats and get the harvest, you know. They could push it with the hand. I forget the name, but go by and call that. I seen him do it to the other boy. And then they just cut that oat down with it, you know. And harvest them with that thing, you know. And then some of them used to cut them and boil them up like they do fodder, you know.
And
you see?
Keep it out in, outside in the field to dry?
Yes, and let it lay out and dry.
Would they ever have a machine that they fresh it, or?
Well, they had some kind of machine then, but nothing like it is now. They had old maker things like that to do it with, you know, thrashing with. Mm-hmm. Also peanuts too, you know.
Oh, peanuts too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Called a peanut thrasher.
I see. By the way, did folks call peanuts goobers?
Goobers, that's right.
Or tenders?
That's the biggest name they had, I mean goobers.
Oh, goobers, huh?
That's right.
I see. And when you plowed, would you tell me the different kind of plows you'd use? And in fact, just explain right from the beginning.
Yeah.
So I can figure
well,
out.
Well, first thing you do if I'm going to plow my crop, I have a double plow, I told it. That's a plow with one mow bolt on it, you know. That's to lift up the land, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you get that, you have one called a buster. That's a buster mill.
Mm-hmm.
You see. And then you had something they call a harrow. You harrow it off when you get to, if you're going to plant it, you know. Then you get your cotton plant or corn plant, whatever you're going to plant.
The harrow, did it have teeth?
Yes, sir, it got teeth in it. Right.
And that would just break up.
That's right. That's
real
right.
Fine.
Yes, that's right.
How would you plant the cotton?
Well, they got cotton planters, you know. Some of them called champion planters. That's the old planter, but you're supposed to start planting cotton with.
Right.
Champion planter.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them called Mr. Bill.
Mm-hmm.
So we. The champion plant always what I use it when I was planting cotton, you know.
Mm-hmm. After you got the cotton planted, how would you keep the weeds out?
Well, you had something we call a sweep stalk then, yeah. And a straddle jack.
And then just go through the.
Yeah, put a sweep on, get in the middle there, and ply that cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And a straddle jack, you could. You didn't have to bust no mill, he'd had two sweeps on it, you know. But a sweep stalk, you used to go by and sweep it up, unless you're going to leave a mill there. Then you got to bust that mill. But a straddle jack, you had to come back in and hit a cat and mill with it.
I see. What did you ever say that you had to chop the cotton?
Oh, yes, sir. That would be the second thing you do when you plow it. Yes, sir.
I see.
Chop it.
And what does that mean?